In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, to Shar, to all of Gary's family and friends, the peace of Christ is yours today, and the love of God as well today and always. I think most people would hope to depart this life in peace, as Simeon says, however they might define that. Gary was generally a quiet man, at least around me, though he wasn't afraid to tell stories or contribute to a conversation. But he was quiet in the sense that he wasn't boisterous, always making himself the center of everything. I think he was probably content to let others do that. He died how he lived, quietly. He never appeared to be suffering too much, although I'm sure he wouldn't have let on to me if he did have pain. Less suffering, the care of good people, and an end to pain are all good. But that's not necessarily the same as the peaceful departure for which Simeon prayed when he saw the baby Jesus in the temple. In Luke 2, we see Mary and Joseph bringing Jesus to the temple to offer the required sacrifices. And when they appear, a stranger comes up to them, praising God for their baby. And he says, "Lord, now dismiss your servant in peace according to your word." God's word, because Luke tells us the Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he would not see death before he had seen Jesus, the Lord's salvation. And now he has. He's held Jesus in his arms. So he says, "God, you have kept your word to me." God has shown Simeon the salvation that he has prepared before the eyes of all people, both Jew and Gentile. And because of that, because Simeon has seen God's salvation in that tiny baby, and because God has kept his word, because of that, whenever the Lord takes Simeon to himself, it's all good. Now, there's nothing in Luke chapter 2 that says that Simeon was an old man, although he's often pictured that way. Nothing says when he died. God doesn't tell him that he's going to die as soon as he sees Jesus. He only says that he won't die before he sees Jesus. This is the same promise that God kept to Gary, to all of us. We have all seen God's salvation in Christ. We haven't seen it like Simeon saw it, holding in our arms the infant Jesus, but it has still been given to us according to the word of the Lord. It was given to Gary when, according to the word of Jesus, he was baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit on August 23rd, 1941. It was given to Gary when, according to the word of Jesus, he ate and drank the body and blood of Christ, whether in the church, here, or at home, after he returned from the hospital. This is the true departure in peace. It's not determined by the circumstances or by anything other than the risen peace of the risen Lord. Though death is not good in itself, because it is an enemy that has invaded God's good creation, there is such a thing as a good death. It is the death died in faith in the promises of God in Christ. It is the faith of Simeon. It's the faith of Gary. It is the faith of all God's Christians who know that Christ has defeated death and lives forever, so that those who die in Christ cannot be separated from their Lord. As he said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone dies in me, he will live again. And if anyone lives believing in me, he will never die." So all of those who are with the Lord, They are waiting for things all to be put right, waiting for the resurrection of their bodies and for the life everlasting, waiting for the end of all tears, the end of all grieving, the end of all sickness and all death. It is in that hope that Gary died, and it is in that hope that we grieve. We do not grieve as those who have no hope, because we know him who has promised us life, who is himself the resurrection and the life. He who promised is faithful. He will do what he said he would do, both for Gary and for us. We have seen his salvation. We have heard his salvation. We have eaten and drunk his salvation. So we too can depart in peace because the Lord keeps his word now and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.